This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Nepal receives over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from Germany. Vote counting for a post of General Secretaries of Nepali Congress begins and four children die in Australia bouncy castle fall. Now the news in detail. The government of Germany has handed over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. Acting German ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Stephen Rusek, handed the shipment of vaccines to Minister for Health and Population, Birod Khatiwara, at a program at the ministry today. On the occasion, the health minister said the vaccines provided by Germany would be a support in meeting the government target of vaccinating the mass against COVID-19, stating that Germany was lending its helping hand to Nepal in the fight against the pandemic since the beginning. The minister said the vaccine assistance had added one more dimension to the bilateral relationship between Nepal and Germany. Leaders Purna Bahadur Kharka and Dhanraj Gurung have been elected vice presidents of the Nepali Congress in its 14th General Convention. Kharka secured 2,121 votes and Gurung received 1,908 votes to emerge victorious, the post Nepali Congress Central Election Committee informed. Nepali Congress statute has arranged two vice presidents in the Central Working Committee. Counting of votes for the Nepali Congress two general secretary posts under the 14th General Convention has begun. Nepali Congress Central Election Committee member Sitaram KC said that the counting of votes has started at the party headquarters from 10:20 a.m. Gagan Kumar Thapa, Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat, Pradeep Paudal, Dr. Mininda Rizal, Dr. Rajaram Karki and Biswa Prakash Sharma have contested for the post of two general secretaries. A total of 4,679 out of 4,743 voters cast their votes in the election held on Monday. The election was held for 134 posts, including office bearers and members. The party's statute provides that among the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee office bearers, election is held for one president, two vice presidents, two general secretaries and eight joint general secretaries. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanta, had challenged CPNUML Chair KP Sarma Oli to prove the allegation that Dahal had signed a 5-point agreement with former King Ganendra. CPNUML Chair Oli at a program on Wednesday had said that Dahal had made 5-point pact with the former king. Issuing a press release today, he refuted the allegation made by Chair Oli, saying the publicity made by Oli was false. At least three persons died due to fire burn in Sarlahi. The fire that broke out from a straw made hot after a short circuit at 9:15 p.m. took the lives of 8-year-old Lakshmi Mahara and 3-year-old Sugandhi Mahara. Both are the daughters of Jogi Mahara, a local of Kavilasi Municipality 7, Sirsiriya in Sarlahi. Critically injured children died on the way to Kathmandu for further treatment after first aid at Malangwa-based district hospital, police said. Jogi Mahara and his 5-year daughter Sudha also sustained minor injuries in the incident. Likewise, an elderly died in a fire incident that took place at Malangwa 6, Kutana in Sarlahi. DSP Madhav Prasad Barathoki informed Nasir Khan, who was sustained critically burn injuries and died while undergoing treatment at Malangwa Base District Hospital last night. The fire caught him while keeping his body warm, informed a wife of the deceased, Madina Khatun. Fire incidents have increased of late in Sarlahi with the mercury dropping. Nepali Congress leader Sujata Koirala claimed that the party's 14th General Convention has pave the path for women to graduate to party leadership in near future. Issuing a statement today, Koirala said the women representatives who came to participate in party's general convention from every nooks and corners of the country were found excited and women leadership would be established soon in the party. She also pledged to continue raising the issue and advance a struggle for equality, noting that she has ever been inspired from Girija Prasad Koirala's ideas of consensus, collaboration and unity in politics. Two people died in a bus motorbike collision at Kankai Municipality 7, Durgapur in Dhapa on Wednesday evening. DSP at a district police office, Basanta Pathak, said the deceased have been identified as Santosh Rai of Rongrula Municipality 6, Ilam, and Pillion rider Chandra Bahadur Rai of the same place. He further informed that the westbound bus from west and a motorbike coming from opposite direction had collided at Kankai 7, Durgapur along the east-west highway on Wednesday. They sustained critical injuries in the accident and breathed their last while undergoing treatment at Betamod-based B&C Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Police say 4 children have died and 5 others are injured after falling from a bouncy castle that was blown into the air in Australia. The accident caused by a wind gust happened on Thursday at a primary school fun day in Devonport, Tasmania. Police say the children had fallen from a height of about 10 meters. Authorities have not given ages for the children but said 2 boys and 2 girls had died. Tasmania Police Commander Debbie Williams described the scene as very confronting and distressing. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison described the accident as unthinkably heartbreaking. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to attend the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, making him one of the first major world leaders to indicate his attendance. His remarks came in a video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who said he looked forward to get together. It comes as a growing number of countries have joined a diplomatic boycott of the Games. The US, UK and Australia and Canada have said their high-level officials will not be attending the Winter Games, which will take place in February as a result. On Thursday, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also added that he had no plans to attend the Games at the moment. The Prime Minister and England's Chief Medical Officer have urged the public to be cautious if they socialize before Christmas amid record UK COVID cases. At Wednesday's news conference, Boris Johnson said he was not shutting pubs and restaurants but advised people to think carefully before you go. Professor Chris Whitty urged people not to mix with the people you don't have to. He warned more COVID records would be broken as the Omicron variant surges. He said Omicron was moving at an absolutely phenomenal pace and that it would only be a short time until the UK saw very large numbers of infections. The UK recorded 78,610 new COVID cases on Wednesday, the highest daily number reported since the start of the pandemic. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal receives over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from Germany. Vote counting for a post of the General Secretaries of Nepali Congress begins and 4 children die in Australia bouncy castle fall. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.